Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. It's election season in the United States, which means that it's election season in Russia. Russian television news, which has been focused on the United States for years now, is now close to obsessed. About half of Russians say that they're following the vote. My friends and acquaintances are certainly on board. One acquaintance told me, "Не беспокойся, мы не будем тревожить тебя. Мы поняли, что придется ждать больше недели для получения полных результатов." Don't worry, we won't bother you. We understand that we might have to wait more than a week for all the results. Another friend said that her husband was driving her crazy. Он все спрашивает, за кого я? Я говорю, не знаю. А он говорит, ну, все-таки, за кого ты голосовала бы? He keeps asking me who I'm for. I tell him I don't know. And he's like, ah, come on, who would you vote for? Whether you want to get involved in a discussion about the elections, or you want to read about them, here's a short primer of some of the key words and phrases to get you going. In the beginning was a candidate, or two, or three, or 12. First, people put their candidacy forward. Он выдвигает свою кандидатуру на пост президента страны. He's a candidate for president. Sometime in the process, they realize what they've committed to. Все ли кандидаты понимают, какой груз ответственности ляжет на них в случае победы? Do all the candidates understand the burden of responsibility that will befall them if they win? Answer to that, no. And then, after they put forth their candidacy, they run, баллотироваться, to run for elected office. This is a grammar red alert. There's a very tricky and a very, very odd bit of grammar here. You say, баллотироваться в президенты, to run for president. You'll note that the word for president is in the plural and in the nominative case. This is used whenever you're speaking of joining a group of people. So you say, взять в жены, to take a wife, пойти в няньки, to become a nanny, войти в люди, to go out into the world. This is the only time animate objects, human beings, get treated as if they were inanimate objects grammatically. Biden баллотировался в президенты три раза. Biden has run for president three times. Once a candidate gets into the race, they start campaigning. Since that's пройденный этап, a closed chapter, we'll jump ahead, just noting, как-то странно проходит предвыборная кампания, нервно и нелогично. The election campaign is weird, very nervous-making and illogical. This is absolutely true. Now we're at election day. You, the voter, are called избиратель. The ballot is called бюллетень. In the U.S., this year you can vote in person or by mail, на избирательном участке, at the polling place, or досрочно по почте, by mail-in, literally, ahead of time, by mail. At this point, бабушки in Брянск can explain about the party affiliations of in-person and mail-in voters. And then let's pause for a rundown of the Russian versions of the most unique, politely said, aspects of the American electoral system. The hallmark of our system, the Electoral College, is sometimes translated as Electoralnaya Kollegia, Electoral College, but more commonly as Kollegia Выборщиков. Russian sources explain it this way. Выборы президента США проходят по двухступенчатой схеме. The election of the president of the U.S. is a two-step process. Сначала голосуют избиратели в Штатах, а победитель получает голоса всех выборщиков от конкретного штата. First, the voters cast their ballots in the states, and then the winner gets all the electoral votes in a state. В двух штатах, в Мейне и Небраске, делят голоса выборщиков между республиканцами и демократами. Они отдают их одному выигравшему кандидату. In two states, Maine and Nebraska, they divide up the votes of the electors between Republicans and Democrats instead of winner-take-all. Now, isn't that clearer in Russian? I find the distinction between избиратель and выборщиков much easier to understand than voter and elector, which just sound like synonyms. In any case, Russians of my acquaintance seem to have grasped the concept of традиционно-демократический или республиканский штат, traditionally democratic or republican state, since they cheerfully ask, твой штат синий или красный? Is your state blue or red? And now they really get the concept of колеблющийся штат, a swing state. Unfortunately, some writers have given up on Russian translation and tell puzzled viewers and readers that Biden, возможно, флипнет Джорджию. Biden might flip Georgia. But one translator of my acquaintance has decided on this. Biden забрал Аризону. Biden took Arizona. Or Аризона ушла к Байдену. Arizona went to Biden. With explanations, if necessary, that the state traditionally voted otherwise. In this case, people might say, в корне меняется существующий расклад сил. This is a game changer. Literally, this changes the balance of power at its heart. Right now, the states are still doing what is called обработать бюллетени, to process the ballots, which sounds faster and less cumbersome than the long procedure in most states. And so, исход президентской гонки по-прежнему неопределен. The result of the presidential race has not been determined. Не завершен подсчет в ряде штатов. The count is not done in a number of states. But meanwhile, президент США оспорит предварительные итоги президентских выборов. The U.S. president will challenge the preliminary results of the presidential election. And we will have an opportunity to brush up on our legal terminology very soon. In the meantime, please click on the Russian flag on our homepage and check out some of the great stories on VTimes. And don't forget to contribute to our support fund. I'm off for the next 2 weeks, so I'll see you back here on November 27th. I think the election might be over by then.